Just a couple words on our subject today. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. I can remember a time when I could, this sounds terrible, proudly say that I loved not my life unto the death. And if somebody asked me why I loved not my life, well, it's because it was simple. I was so smart nobody knew it. I had great ideas. I had ideas of taking an old railroad station down in Orlando, Florida, and an old motel and turning it into something great. Somebody else did it. I had all kinds of great ideas. And I could sit down and I could think this out and think that out and work this out and work that out. And nothing ever came to pass the way I thought it would. And I hated my life because of that. I would see others succeed where I couldn't. And I became a minister. And I had my dreams. Big churches. Millions of people coming to hear me speak. Sitting in a church, 10,000 people. All giving homage to the great Richard D. Utzler, Sr. I got the opposite. And I hated my life. And then I realized one day, it was of the grace of God. Because to love your life is to love what you can do. It's to love your abilities. It's to love the things that you can figure out and form. And people spend lifetimes, justifying their ideas using their ability to prove themselves right so they can walk away justified. And we have people in this ministry that do that. That's loving your life. And one day I realized, as Brother Steve was saying, there wasn't anything good in me. There wasn't anything good in me. I was a sinner from day one. I was a sinner from day of conception. Nothing I could do about it. But I can love the life that's coming. I can love that life because that life will be 100% of God. 100% of God. The old man, the firstborn, was born in sin. Just like Cain, born in sin. The secondborn is not born in sin and will live without sin, and that's the life I will rejoice in.